put that up right
yeah,
up here.
Yeah, okay, now you can. Thanks for being patient, and we've had a rather busy night tonight, but great. And should I mention that Richard is a very talented singer-songwriter around town, and he's doing a live set tonight, and also Richard is the brains behind the Shades of Perth CD. And Richard, how is the Shades of Perth CD doing, mate?
It's doing very well. Getting a lot of response at the moment from America.
Good.
I think the reason for that is that it's taken so long to get over there and the response has taken a while to get back. But, yeah, getting a few people coming back from America and saying, you know, they really like the tracks over there.
Whereabouts in the States did it go to?
Quite a few places.
Lots of places, yeah.
Yeah, great. Yeah. And also a few people over there have got friends that they've been playing it to and stuff.
Also
like that.
In Germany it's being played, is it?
Yeah. It's being played in Singapore and Spain and Russia, I think was the
Russia. Yeah. Oh, right, there you go. Oh, wonderful. We're all over the world now.
Yeah.
Very good indeed. Okay, we must all launch into this. You're going to do a live set for us tonight. What are you going to kick off with, Rich?
First one's You Don't Know Anything from the old Dinosaur Rock cassette.
Yeah, the old Dinosaur Rock. Yeah,
from that way.
Okay, Richard Mortimer live in the studio on 100 FM. Good. We're talking with Richard Mortimer, and he's playing live in the studio. Richard, how many albums have you brought out?
By myself?
I think you're going for the record, actually. Yeah. Every week we'd turn up and Richard would have a new album. So, yeah. Over the last couple of years, yeah. How many albums have you brought out all up? Just as solo albums, yeah.
As solo, there's been five.
Five.
Yep.
That's a lot. In the space of what, 2-3 years?
3 years, that was.
3 years. Five albums in 3 years.
Yep.
That's a lot.
And there's another two with bands and one with Leslie doing some acoustic stuff.
So that's about six or
seven. Somewhere around there.
You must have a whole sort of wall full of albums.
Yeah, I've got a wall at home that looks like a record studio.
Obviously quite a prolific songwriter. You obviously do a lot of songwriting. You obviously spend quite a bit of time songwriting, do you?
No. Most of the time when I was unemployed, yes, I spent a lot of time doing songwriting and playing guitar and practicing for 12 hours a day, and that's when I had a lot of time to spare.
You also qualified as an electronics engineer?
Electronic engineer. Yeah.
So you obviously spend a lot of time studying and obviously quite clever with what you do. Where about you currently working?
Working down at the city of Melville as a computer operator down there. Nice bunch of people.
Good one, eh? Yeah, it's good, yeah. Okay, like to play another track for us?
Okay, this is If from when I did the acoustic set with Kiss You All Over with Leslie.
Okay.
Fantasy were reality, then you would be mine forever and a day until the end of time. And if life is a miracle, you and I would give in to this infected world, innocence and bliss. All you say is hello. It's nice to see your smiling face. And have you been? The words I want to say never appear. The thoughts that keep me in dismay are kept in arrears. Of lush hotels, I sweat out the door. My dreaming is no more. And the web of desire you have spun around yourself dissolves in an instant and falls to the floor. Lovers in a million years.
It's Richard Mortimer live in the studio here at 100 FM. Richard, you're currently working on the second Shades of Perth CD. How many bands have signed for the CD, and what's the actual deal to get onto this Shades of Perth Volume 2 to go all around the world, as usual?
Right. Well, I haven't actually finished doing the pricing yet.
Right.
At this moment, I'm looking at having around the $350 mark.
For how many CDs?
Basically, the bands will get back 25 copies of the CD to
sure.
do whatever they want with.
Yes.
And at this stage, most of the people that went on to the first CD are interested in going on the second one.
So it's looking pretty chock-a-block.
Yeah, and I've also had some other queries from a few other bands around the place. So what I've been thinking about doing is perhaps making the second one a double CD. So it'll be two CDs worth of Perth music.
Quite adventurous, Richard.
Well, the interest is there, so obviously it's just a case of... getting it all organised and getting it together. And
well, when you get all of the deal organised, well, let us know and we sort of fill in a few more bands just in case you might have a triple album. Who knows? You haven't finished yet. Should I have to play another song?
Okay. I'll play the one that's on the Pro Copy CD.
Okay, yeah, great. There. Okay, this is Richard Mortimer live in the studio, 100 FM.
Shattered, jaded reality. Someone somewhere holds the key. Grass reeds rustle in the breeze, speaking their language to the other trees. In another far off land, someone holds an anthem, an act of war, an act of love. All's not fair. Clear they don't want to be seen. Butterflies flutter by wistfully, sunshine falling down upon their wings. In another far off land,
birds sing out so cheerfully. They know they're there where they want to be. Live their lives from day to day. Build a nest if then they want to stay. In another far off land, someone pulls a knife. An act of war, an act of love, all's not fair. In love and war. Primates chatter so ferociously. The only communication that they need. The forest is a comfortable home, giving them all their necessity. In another far off land, someone holds a gun. An act of war, an act of love, all's not fair. In love and war. Lost in space, declares itself the intelligent human race. Sometimes the truth is so plain to see that it merely eludes you and me. In another far off land, not too far to see, a man lets go of his fears and concedes to sanity. Who are the victims, you and me? Of society, for without it you would need to know that all's not fair in love and war.
We're listening to Richard Mortimer live in the studio. Richard, plans for 94, what sort of plans have you got for 94 apart from the album? You want to get your band off and running, the Angry Red Planets, don't you?
That's right. We actually went into the studio yesterday and put down five songs.
Which studio did you go to?
We went to Armadillo in Midlands.
Well, never heard of Armadillo.
It used to be Undercover. They've only just recently changed their name.
How many tracks have they got down there?
16-track recorder.
Yeah, who actually owns it down there? Who owns
the guy from Vivid, Andrew Wright.
Andrew Wright, eh?
They get some quite good sounds happening down there.
Whereabouts in Netherlands? I don't know.
The address, I suppose I should give them a plug. I haven't got their number on me.
That's okay. I've just never heard of Armadillo.
Yeah. So they're actually, at the moment, they're moving in 3 weeks' time. They're at the back of a medical centre. And they've got, it's quite a good setup. It's sort of sectioned off. And you walk through piles of hypodermic needles and bits and pieces to get to the studio.
That's pretty good.
Between the control box and the studio. So.
Well, different, very, very novel. Yeah. Want to keep you going with. And okay, so it's the Angry Red Planets. Have you got any gigs lined up for the Angry Red Planets?
At the moment, we're playing the Cave Bar on the Wednesday night jam nights.
Sure, come down and have a listen. Yeah?
Yeah, so people are welcome to come down and have a listen. I think that's more of a proving ground for us than anything else, just getting a bit of stage experience.
And I believe we'll be maybe featuring some new music from the Angry Red Planets next week on the show.
Yep, hopefully the guys will be coming down and
listening to a couple of tracks that you've recently put down.
Playing the songs.
Sounds good to me. Would you like to play another track to go out on?
Okay.
That's if you'd like to. If you've got another song, you'd like to do it. Okay.
Okay. From the Mon Fish Non Sequitur album.
Very good. Okay, one from every album. Yeah, that's good. Okay, Richard Mortimer live in the studio.
Ghost train of your dreams was let out while you were asleep. It was let out of your mind. It traveled through the hall of mirrors. What did you expect to see? You. The answer is not you. One can say that today is just another day. It's not true. It's not true. The blue fridge in the corner
signifies a change to do. It's something we all do. Every clown moves their lips, but a lot don't ever say anything well to do. But it's not an issue. No one can say that today is just another day. It's not true. It's not true. Ghost train of your dreams travels past me before you wake. Adieu, it's time to go. Adieu, 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 adieu.
I'd just say thank you to Richard Mortimer for coming in and sharing some songs with us tonight on the show. And thanks for being patient and waiting. I've mucked up all the times, but thanks for being patient for us anyway. And we look forward to hearing from the Angry Red Planets some more music from them next week. Thanks, Richard. Okay. Yeah. Coming up very shortly, we'll be talking with Two Dogs Choco very shortly.
It can become very difficult for you to relax.
You do not want to believe. You are sleeping.
Exploding plastic. Alternative pop, the local scene, film, interviews and new releases. Tuesdays at 9 p.m. on 100 FM.
It is not difficult to relax the mind.
All of a sudden, I found myself in love with a girl.
Twilight Zone.